What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friend. What's up? Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope all is going well in whatever you're up to right now. This is episode number 493 here in the show. And in this quick tip, I am going to be sharing with you a laser hot seat. A laser. I always think of like Austin Powers and Dr. Evil when I say that. A laser hot seat session that I recently did with one of our accelerator coaching members. And I wanted to share this hot seat with you. It's about 10 minutes long. And the reason I'm sharing with you is because I think this is something that's so common. So many of you, I've been there in the past, experience this overwhelm when it comes to hiring. And so what you're going to hear in this hot seat is our member here is looking to, they know they need to hire somebody, but they're overwhelmed with where to start. And with that overwhelm comes paralysis, right? When we're overwhelmed with all the options of what to do, or we're not really sure what to do, we often just freeze and we don't do anything. And so she starts asking like, you know, well, what about, you know, should I hire from over here? And how much do I pay this person when there's really not even clarity in what she wants this person to be doing? What types of things that she wants to get off of her plate? Because somebody on her team is going to be leaving, which when they leave, these things are going to be falling onto her lap, right? And so that she's going to be responsible for it. And it's going to take her away from doing the types of CEO activities in her business that where she should be spending her time. And so I think you're going to get a lot out of this laser hot seat, which I'll share with you in just a second. Now, as you heard me talk about just a minute ago, this is episode number 493. That means we are 7 episodes away from celebrating 500 episodes here on the podcast, which I'm super, super excited about. I am grateful for it, and I'm grateful for all of you who tune in and subscribe and listen to the show each and every week. And so to celebrate episode number 500, I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate you, the listener, celebrating my students. And so here's what I want to do. If you have gotten if you've learned something from the podcast here, however long you've been listening, if you've learned something that has given you a win or a breakthrough in your business or in your life, I'd love to hear about it. Okay. I want you to send me a voice message. Okay. And share whatever that win or breakthrough is. And I'm going to be profiling, I'm going to be highlighting you on the show here. And, you know, I'll tell everybody, the hundreds of thousands of people that listen to the show here, your name and your website or whatever you want to do, and also celebrate your win. Okay. And so if this sounds like that something that you'd like to be included in, I'd love for you to be included in it. Go to rickmulready.com/500. rickmulready.com/500. You can just click the button, leave an audio message, and super, super easy. And can't wait to hear about your wins and breakthroughs and bring you episode number 500. here in just a few short weeks. So with that, let's dive into the laser hot seat session with one of our accelerated coaching members.
All right, Valerie.
Okay, so I have been like doing nothing to this action item that I know I need to do something. My VA that I have right now is kind of like phasing out because of like personal things going on in her world. I know that I need someone probably 20 hours a week. I looked the route of the Philippines and Bree was like helpful in that, but I just haven't moved forward with that. I can't kind of commit to, is that what I need? I need this person to like know Kajabi and Instagram and all these different things. I guess I'm just having a hard time. This is like a Neil thing probably of it feels huge and I'm having a really hard time breaking it down or commit. Like, what am I doing? Or what should I be doing?
Just
someone just tell me and then
role?
We can all hang up.
With this role or in general or?
No, like how do I find the person? Like, how do I get to the part that everybody else is at where they're like, I just got this amazing person. How do I get there?
Well, what do you want them to do? What do they need to do?
I have like an ongoing list. They need to like answer customer service emails and deal with a bunch of Kajabi stuff that is like a horrible use of my time. And it would be nice if they did social media things, but I'm also kind of thinking about getting like a marketing intern to do that or something.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, there's a list, but yeah, I mean,
Valerie, that sounds exactly like the person that I got that I, you know,
Nadia,
that I showed you, Nadia. Yeah. I mean, she does all of that. Like, just don't expect them to know Kajabi. Like, that is something you can train. It's more important, as I said in there, like about their personality and whether that you can work well with them and whether they're, you know, somebody that's going to treat your customers well and all that. You can totally train anything else.
I thought I could train the last person on Kajabi and I couldn't. And she was not from another country, but maybe I just didn't, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't using the right resources, but if I went that route of someone in the Philippines, I'm just creating a job description and putting it out there and kind of going forward with that process that way.
Well, if it's a Filipino VA that you want, I can put you in touch with a matching service, if you will.
I don't know. I mean, Bree's had a really positive experience, but
I mean, I'll say that I used a matching service before and it did not go nearly as well as doing it myself. But that could have been, I was just way less. That was like several years ago and I didn't have a clue, you know, so I left it all up to them. And I didn't do as good of a job with the interviews and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I think you're totally overthinking it and you can just get into the nitty gritty of it. Like you just need to find a person that you like. I mean, seriously, it is so much about personality and work ethic, not about what they've done in the past and, you know, what specific skills they have.
How do I know how much I'm paying them? Like I
started my first at $4 an hour. Now I pay, she's moving up to $8 an hour, like every quarter because she's doing so amazing. But you start them out lower because that's what they, you know, are used to.
And I guess I'm not moving forward with that because there's part of me that's like, maybe that's not what I need. Maybe I need like a VA from the U.S. I don't know.
All right. So hold on. Before we go, like, where does this VA live? We need to be clear on what is the job description.
I
would assume that what you're having them do in Kajabi is nothing like custom, right?
Correct.
Kajabi has all the help videos. You don't need to recreate those.
Okay.
Right? Like the task would be, we need to do this every week or whatever the task is, right?
Right.
Here is the Kajabi help library, whatever they call it. Find the video that helps you accomplish that. Watch the video and do it.
Okay.
That's really, so like, again, you're trying to solve like, where does this person come from? How much do I pay this person? When we need to get clear on what are they doing first and foremost? Because you just mentioned Kajabi, customer service, like updating Kajabi customer, like 100%, but like that's just assistant style work. But then you said right. Like social media, but you said maybe not. You said you have a whole list of things. Well, what is on that list?
And I guess, and part of me is probably coming, like the reason I have done nothing is part of what Jamie's saying is there is like an internal struggle for me about paying someone $4 an hour. But I did hear the, like, that's a lot for people who live there. So I guess, I don't know that anyone here can help me with that internal struggle, but I guess that's part of why I haven't moved forward as well.
Yeah, I understand the $4 thing. I understand that because I've been asked about that for years and years, but that is like, when you hire a Filipino BA, you really need to understand the culture, that world, what they're doing. Most times that person that you're hiring is like supporting the entire family, or, you know what I mean? And like, you're paying them $4 or $5, whatever dollars an hour is a lot of money for them. That's allowing them to do those things. Oftentimes too, when they have, you know, quote unquote corporate, you know, like day jobs or what have you, they're traveling like 2 hours each way, right, to get there. And so you're saying, hey, you can work from home and don't have to commute for 4 hours a day. So right, you're, and I'm not like this, it's completely up to you. And I have many colleagues that swear by Filipino VAs, but it's really like, you first have to start with, what do I need to get done? What do I want to
get done? Okay. So I have my I have my clear list. So I guess my action item is what? I'm like making a...
Do you have processes outlined for each of those things?
I have Loom videos for a lot of them.
Perfect. Perfect. So, are they step by step?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and they currently all live in like an email folder, but I understand they could like live somewhere else that's more organized.
Right. And then, so what, like, so what are some of those things? What are some of those other things?
Post the webinar email sequence. So I have a webinar every other week. Afterwards, there's a sequence that goes out. Do that. Put my recording up.
Okay. So you have a video showing exactly how to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
The monthly chat page. I have a monthly chat once a month. I had it today. Here's all the items I'm going to talk about. I need like Amazon affiliate links to all those items. Another Kajabi thing. Turn my videos. This is a great question. Turn my videos that I've done into blog posts. So just put them through. We do it right now. My VA does it, Temi or whatever, and then kind of rework it and put that into a blog post.
Probably not going to be a general VA. That can certainly be trained for sure, but not right off the bat going to fit into the types of tasks that you're talking about right now.
Wait, why not?
Well, I mean, they got to find your voice, you know,
but
like
they're right, literally taking my video and like, okay, all right. So that's a bigger, higher level task.
Well, yeah, because if you take a video, transcribe it, they're not just taking the transcription and sticking it on your site, I assume. They're taking the transcription, right, creating a blog post out of it.
So that's a lot of what I need done right now, because I want people to take videos off of Instagram and a lot of content that I have. Who would be the perfect person to do that? Like, what's that person called?
Yeah, content coordinator. Yeah.
So where would I find that person?
Yeah, Upwork, Facebook groups.
Okay. And that's where I had posted, because also I think Mike Kennedy found them in Pro. Is that a Pro Blogger thing too? Would that be a Pro Blogger thing?
Could be, for sure. Yeah.
So maybe it's like Patty said, where I need several different people.
Well, it's prioritized. What's the biggest thing that you need to get off your plate first?
Okay.
That is going to free up most of your, like, what's the biggest impact?
Well, the biggest revenue producing thing is the videos into blog posts and Pinterest and all that. But the like most time consuming is probably the admin work. So what do I do? Do I just and hire a bunch of people?
Hold on, you said time consuming, meaning that you're still doing?
No, my VA is, but she's like phasing out.
Okay. All right. So, all right, your VA leaves, you're stuck with doing everything. Does that keep you from doing revenue generating activities?
Yeah.
Those things?
Yeah.
So sure. That's what you
it's
get
already
off your plate.
Keeping me from doing that. Yeah. So that's my priority.
Yep.
Okay.
And okay, those
so
sound
I need more
like,
than one person.
Well, yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. Put out a casting call and have a simple test project ready to give your top three choices.
Yeah,
okay,
Chelsea clarified. She means job posting.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah. On Upwork or Indeed, you mean. Okay. But still go. All right. I'm going to commit to doing it. I feel like since I talked about it in group, now I have to do it.
Yeah. It's just a matter of like when it comes to where do you find this person? It's just what kind of like the stuff that you're describing is very basic. Right. And keep in mind,
it's because my VA was acting like it wasn't really basic is what made me feel like it was brain surgery.
This doesn't sound like it's a great fit.
It wasn't.
But taking and uploading an Amazon affiliate link, like, you know, look up this product, do this, grab the link, go put it in, you know what I mean? Like, it's just step by step.
Okay.
And keep in mind that you hire somebody, they're not going to be like off and flying on day one, right?
Right.
Like it takes time. We have to be patient. Right. Exactly. Invest our time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Cool. You bet.
Hey, if you are an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you're feeling stuck and you want help optimizing your online business towards seven figures, you're already doing 7 to 8K per month in revenue in your business. You're averaging that in your business and you really want to take things to the next level, but you're not really sure what next steps that you should be doing, right? How do we do this? How do you scale and optimize your business while working less? Well, that's where my accelerator coaching program comes in. The accelerator program is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and masterminding with other like-minded, amazing online course creators and coaches to help you optimize and scale your online course creator or coaching business. This is where you get personalized coaching and help to take things to the next level. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, it's application only, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. Super pumped to be reviewing your application and see if you're a fit for the program. All right, my friend, as always, thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you got a lot out of this laser hot seat session. And until the next episode, be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.